is it, and our secretary has arrived, and she's in for it now. A rude breakfast coming up in a few minutes.
We're going to talk with Kay Orner, who's our secretary for the day, shortly.
Right we'll here. Find out all about an interesting hat she's wearing, too, so stay tuned. Also coming up next half hour, gee, I'm full of promos today.
It's Art Nouveau.
Art Nouveau, Critic at Large, right here on FM 103.
WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
White Castle has the taste.
CCO-FM News at 7:56, 38 degrees. Good morning, I'm Bill Fink. Twin Cities traffic is moderately heavy with no major problems except for slowdowns in the usual trouble spots. Things are going pretty smoothly this morning. Francis Pym, the British Foreign Secretary, arrives in Washington today. He's carrying the latest British proposals for a Falkland Island settlement. Reportedly, those proposals call for a cooling-off period under British administration, followed by sovereignty talks with Argentina. The English fleet is expected to go on a full war alert at midnight Friday when it gets within striking distance of the islands. As a matter of fact, news reports in London now say that British destroyers, which have left the main fleet, will arrive at South Georgia Island today. That's about 800 miles east of the Falkland Islands. The ships reportedly may try to recapture South Georgia from Argentine invaders to show Britain's determination to retake the Falklands from Argentina as well. The St. Paul Board of Education has decided to lay off 504 teachers, librarians, nurses, and social workers. That decision was made yesterday with the board facing a projected $8 million deficit for next year. Some of those employees may be rehired to fill vacancies caused by retirements or if the savings are greater than the board anticipates. Former Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich kind of misses the office. Today he's announcing his political plans at a 10 a.m. news conference. He's expected to announce he's running again. Last time he ran, he lost to Al Quie. And apparently a week on the lam isn't all it's cracked up to be, at least for 41-year-old Bruce Anderson and his bleeding ulcers. Anderson is one of those two Stillwater inmates who broke out a few days ago. Yesterday, he turned himself in Des Moines so that he could get treatment for those ulcers. The other escapee is still at large.
Who are you?
I never know how to answer that question.
Well, a prized possession tells much about your character.
Oh, you mean like this prized possession?
A Guthrie season ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your Guthrie season ticket tells me you're frugal.
Because my Guthrie season ticket gives me two plays free?
That you have tremendous vision.
Because I'll see every Guthrie performance from great seats?
Somebody who avoids uncertainty.
Because as a Guthrie season ticket holder, I can be first to order tickets for A Christmas Carol.
That you have a good sense of humor.
Because I'll laugh through all the Guthrie's great comedies.
As well as special sensitivity.
Because I'll be moved by all the Guthrie's dramas as well.
One more important thing in your life.
Yes?
A telephone number.
377-2224.
What's that?
That's the number I call to get my Guthrie season tickets.
No.
Not 377-2224?
No, I mean my number. So you can take me to the Guthrie with you?
Demonstrate great character. Call the Guthrie Theater at 377-2224 for your season tickets now.
In sports, the opening round of the NBA playoffs continued last night with wins from Seattle and Philadelphia, and Vancouver has become the first team to advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 5-2 drubbing of the Los Angeles Kings. Quebec, St. Louis, and the Rangers were last night's other winners. Dan Carlson is in the CCO Weather Center. It looks awfully good out there today, Dan.
And indeed it is. Look for 64. We've incidentally warmed up quite a bit in the past hour. We were at 38 at 8 o'clock, or rather 7 o'clock. Now we're up to 46 degrees on our way to that 64 with sunny skies. Clear night ahead. Look for a low around 43. Friday's high near 72. Winds will be southwest at 5 to 15 today and tonight.
Thanks for the good news, Daniel. 46 degrees, as you said. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Bill Fink on 103, the CCO FM.
All right. Here we are. Carl and Tim's Rude Awakening radio show. We did something. We thought that National Secretaries Week certainly deserves to recognize some of the secretaries who do such a great job all year long. And so we were able to pick just five out of the many, many folks that were nominated.
Oh, there are about 4,000 entries?
That's about that.
Or were there six? I guess somehow I lost.
And today we have Kay Orner. Kay, I'm not sure where you work now.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that because then I get to tell you.
Okay, sure.
Actually, I have a hat on my head.
I see that. It says, Kiss My Grits.
Right.
And that has something to do with where you work.
That it does. Actually, I wear two hats.
Mm-hmm.
I work for two companies.
Oh, I see.
A his and her company.
You mean a mom and pop organization?
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. Two companies. His company is Baskfield Associates,
mm-hmm.
and we're advertising specialists. And this is the reason for my hat.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the many, many, many items that we have at Baskfield Associates. And, of course, customers can get hats something like this, or pens, or rude mugs.
I see.
Anything, and we have it. And if you wonder where to get it, we can find it for you.
How about the other company that you mentioned?
That's when I turn my hat uh-huh. around.
She's doing that now. We miss a little of this on radio. So.
Yes. Yeah.
If your camera's, if your picture's out of focus here, we'll describe it.
Right. When I turn my hat around, I then work for her company,
mm-hmm.
and that's General Label Company.
Mm-hmm.
And at General Label, we make labels, obviously, decals, bumper stickers, and perhaps you've even seen some of our bumper stickers around if you've seen cars that have Easy Does It on their bumper.
Yeah, I like that one. Is that yours?
That's General Label makes that bumper sticker, as well as just a whole bunch of other kind of things. For instance, when you're standing on the top of your ladder and there's this label up there that says, don't stand on this step.
Not a step.
It's not a step. Well, that's a type of label that we would make.
Well,
isn't that marvelous?
I'll be darned.
So think of any time that you need a label or a sticker or a bumper sticker, think of the General, label.
You came to the right to say that. That script is that's a marvelous commercial.
He doesn't know this is $400 a minute.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Well, it's also the fact that my boss said that I either get docked from pay or I talk.
He sounds like a real guy.
Well, of course, you know how it works here. Then we're going to get 4 years' worth of bumper stickers absolutely free.
Terrific.
Just because mentioning it. And lots of the Now, we want to work out some deal, of course. Carl and Tim are always getting together with marketing agents, trying to put together mm-hmm. some rude things that we can... rude.
Well, you see, part of breakfast, it's the thing we're working on. It's called Bag O' Toast.
Oh, listen, what did you think I brought?
Is this your own version?
No, this is my breakfast. I've been listening to you all week and talking about, the oatmeal one day, and you weren't sure what was the next day, so I'm taking no chances. I brought my own peanut butter sandwich.
She did, too, a little brown bag.
Well, that's it. Come prepared. That's the important part. Well, thank you, Kay, for joining us. We'll have our rude breakfast here in just a moment, okay?
These are the Doobies at FM 103.
Real Love with the Doobie Brothers and our special guest, Kay Orner, who is here visiting us on Secretary's Week.
We get gifts this time, too.
Yeah, we got a couple of pens from her company. We thank her and her boss. And that's, General Label and Baskfield Associates.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, one from each.
Yes. Kay, how do you pronounce your name again?
Well, it depends upon, which part of the city you're on. if you're up in the Scandinavian part, you'd pronounce it Erner.
Erner.
In other words,
really
it's Orner.
I have to say it like an American.
Right.
Orner.
We have a beautiful day for this little rude breakfast. Clear skies 46 right now at 7.5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Now at Carla Tim's Rude Awakening, good time to check in with Critic at Large. And here he am, Art Nouveau. Hi, Art.
Yes, good morning. Well, my goodness, I've been watching the television. There's some big shows coming up in the second season.
What's caught your eye on TV's second season?
Networks are really going at it. There's one called Incredible Lassie.
Incredible Lassie.
Yes. It's about a dog that does geometry and then turns green if you try to give her table scraps.
That's a smart dog, boy.
Yes. How about this new show on ABC, Have Roots, Will Travel? The adventures of a hired gunman who always gets his man by boring him to death with his family history. Slides and all. Then there's a Laugh Riot sitcom coming up called Three's Gunsmoke.
Three's Gunsmoke.
Hilarious things that happen when Miss Kitty shares an apartment with Marshall Dillon and Festus. And then there's another one called I Love Alice.
I Love Alice.
Yes, Alice arrives in Phoenix and gets a job at a diner run by a washed-up Cuban bandleader. Just some of the good shows coming up on your TV.
Thanks to you and Desi Art Nouveau and the Rude Awakening.
And now, the adventures of Water Bedroom Man. As you recall, he's been captured by the evil Dr. Innerspring and suspended upside down above a bottomless ravine.
So, Water Bedroom Man, either you call off your super spring sale, or I shall have to cut you loose.
I think you're bluffing, Dr. Innerspring. The Water Bedroom presents our super spring sale with bookcase beds from just $1.99. You weren't bluffing! The Water Bedroom sells for less because we buy for less. With our 12 affiliated stores, we sell more water beds than anyone. That's why during our Super Spring Sale, we can offer four posters starting at an incredible $2.89. A double-tier bookcase bed with etched mirror just $3.99. Plus, our best-selling soft-sided water bed just $3.28.
When it comes to great water bed prices, there's no springs attached during our Super Spring Sale!
Hurry to the Water Bedroom, your water bed superstore, with the greatest selection in the Twin Cities area. Exit Lindale off 494 in Bloomington.
Time is 8:10 with a clear sky, 46 degrees. If you think you can't afford a new home, well, Zachman Homes builds the affordable. Homes that everyone can afford with down payments as low as $700 on their carriage homes in Woodbury or Eagan. Just $900 down on single-family homes in all of their six locations, Maple Grove, Plymouth, Eden Prairie, Eagan, Woodbury, and Oakdale. Special financing for first-time homebuyers. You can paint your way in. They have a rent-to-purchase program. Homes for immediate possession in most locations. Yes, they do have something for you. Carriage homes, twin homes, single-family homes at affordable prices. And all Zachman Homes have a 10-year construction warranty. Check the real estate section of the weekend newspapers for more information and directions to the models nearest you. Or call 937-9520. All models open from 12 noon. So now you've heard the news. Call 937-9520 and see the affordables by Zachman today.
Music by Jimmy Buffett at 11 minutes after 8. Clear skies and 46 degrees. The city's at FM 103.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake.
Yeehaw! Margaritaville, that's Jimmy Buffett. And boy, the power of radio advertising.
Pretty good.
Special guest Kay Orner, who's our secretary for the day, will be enjoying a rude breakfast as soon as our rude caterers get here.
Mm-hmm.
We're still awaiting.
Talked about the fact she's secretary for two companies, General Label and also for Baskfield Associates, and wears two hats, and so she already has an order by telephone this morning. It's pretty good.
Ah, I wanted to find out about bumper stickers. So we've arranged a little something, what, 6 or 8% to each
I
of
think,
us?
I think, yeah. We figured out that... Maybe either Baskfield or General Label will probably make about 11 yeah. cents on yeah. this order if it's
power of radio millions. Advertising. So that yeah, that'll net them just a few pennies. We have 16 minutes after 8 o'clock now with a clear sky and 46 degrees. Bill Fink is here with a morning update.
Thank you. But first, I'd like to talk about the shoes that I've started to sell on the side.
No, Bill.
No.
Can't do
that. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Twin Cities traffic is still moderately heavy and slow in most areas, but is beginning to loosen somewhat. Congressman Stangland has introduced his legislation to revive the Northern Tier. Our weather is sure looking good today. Sunny with a high of 64. Tomorrow up to 72 degrees. Right now it's 46 degrees at 8:17. I'm Bill Fink on FM 103.
You'll be surprised by a brand new world. You'll be surprised by the change of pace we have in store. You'll realize the difference, a new experience. Discover St. Anthony, Maine. Discover St. Anthony, Maine. Discover special gift or something chic. restaurant so unique. Uncover the magic, discover St. Anthony Maine.
Compared to the usual places to shop, St. Anthony Maine is in a world of its own, just across the river from downtown Minneapolis.
The savings just don't quit during Buildorama Budget Power's biggest sale of the year. Get huge savings throughout the store, including 10% off Budget Power's low discount prices on Kincaid tub and shower doors and all Budget Power shower doors. And we've got every kind and style to choose from. Mirror doors, smoke glass doors, pebble glass, leaded glass, gold trim doors, and many others. Plus many unadvertised specials in every department during the huge Buildorama sale at Budget Power.
In the cities at 18 after 8, it's 46 in the sunshine.
Hello, Mrs. Judy Ellenberg. This is Kurt Lundgren at FM 103. I have in my hand your coupon mailed to us and ticket to ride. Do you know our prize today?
Yes, it's Raleigh 10 speed bikes.
That's right.
I can't believe it.
Did you ever think you'd win?
No, I didn't. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
WCCO, FM 103.
There ain't no good in our goodbye.
Just made a call to Gary Logolin. Did not know the destination today, but he gets a free FM 103 t-shirt that he'll astound his friends with. FM 103 with Gino Vannelli at 21 and a half after 8 o'clock. Well, it's arrived here, our rude breakfast for our visiting guest, Kay Orner, the secretary joining us for breakfast this morning during Secretary's Week. I have sort of a several pancakes kind of lumped together here.
Yeah, those look pretty good. And then there's sausage kind of there in the corner and lots of syrup.
Luckily,
and
I had
stuff.
A little emergency supply of orange juice because I got severe hiccups. when the pancakes are about four thick and you try and eat them in a hurry, it gets to be kind of a problem.
Trying to do these during breakfast.
What do you have, Carl?
I got eggs Benedict.
Mmm, delicious. And yeah, Kay has some sort of Scandinavian dish. It's tomatoes and eggs and... And was that a soggy piece of...
A soggy muffin.
Soggy muffin is what it was. Okay, well.
That's the Scandinavian part.
Hey, will we get the bag o' toast here for you?
That's delicious. Share the wealth with that one. 25 minutes now after 8 o'clock.
At FM 103.
The following announcement of special interest is for adults only.
Coming Tuesday, May 4th through Saturday, May 8th to the Orpheum Theater. The Broadway hit they don't want you to see. The one, the only, the original O Calcutta. O Calcutta spotlights Debbie, the sexiest and loveliest Dallas Cowboy cheerleader of all. When Debbie does Minneapolis, you'll understand why the Cowboys miss the Super Bowl. O Calcutta is hilarious and satirical. It's an adults-only look at human sexuality. Tickets on sale at the Orpheum box office and Dayton's. Call 375-2987 to charge tickets on Dayton's or American Express. That's 375-2987. Tuesday, May 4th through Saturday, May 8th, the Orpheum Theater. You may be shocked, dismayed, or delighted, but you'll never forget. Oh, Calcutta.
CCO FM News at 8:27, 46 degrees. Good morning, I'm Bill Fink. Twin Cities traffic is loosening up and returning to normal speeds in most areas with no problems whatsoever. It's been a very easy rush hour. Revenge is on the minds of Palestinian leaders today in the wake of Israeli air raids on PLO positions in southern and central Lebanon. Those air raids left 20 dead and more than 40 wounded. Many observers think the raids were designed to make Menachem Begin look tough on the PLO while turning over the Sinai to Egypt. The continuing Camp David process has become controversial in Israel since the death of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Minnesota Congressman Arlen Stanglin has introduced federal legislation to revive the Northern Tier pipeline by overriding Washington State's decision to stop that pipeline. Under the bill, the president would have the right to intervene and order the pipeline built despite Washington State's environmental concerns. Many other congressmen think the bill would set an unwelcome precedent by infringing on states' rights. The Reagan administration has announced a plan aimed at improving health and safety standards at rest homes for the elderly and handicapped
Federal aid will be withheld from states that don't enforce standards at those homes. According to Space Administration researchers, the volcanic debris from a Mexican volcano could cause heat waves and droughts. The cloud from that volcano is 2 miles thick and is already blocking sunshine over Hawaii. It's expected to cause temperature changes in other parts of the world as well.
Whatever you're looking for, Larry Reed's Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth has got
the TC3 sweepstakes going on now at Bloomington Chrysler Plymouth, 494 in Penn.
In sports, it took a two-out single in the bottom of the ninth inning, but the Atlanta Braves' record-breaking streak is still alive at 13 games. They beat the Reds last night 4-3. Vancouver is going to the Stanley Cup semifinals. They became the first team to qualify by beating the Kings 5-2 last night. And it only took 2 hours and 12 minutes for the Oakland A's to beat the Twins last night. That's the quickest game of the season so far. Let's flash over to Dan Carlson at the CCO Weather Center now and get some good news about today's weather.
That's McCartney and Wings at 25 before 9. Kay requested the Vangelis song as one of her favorites. And
we didn't have that handy, but we hummed it while the other one was
we
on.
We hummed it for her.
So now all her wishes have been satisfied here. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock and a lovely day. We've got 46 degrees now. We'll get up to 64 today. Tomorrow's high with sunshine expected, 72 degrees.
Now at Carl and Tim's exciting Rude Awakening radio show early on Thursday. Well, it's not so early. Howard's here whenever we call him, and he's Howard Potsell. Mr. Sports.
That's the name. Don't worry now. Well, I say they're going to tax some of the candy, etc.
Well, yeah, that's going to bring some prices up, I guess, Howie.
That's right. Marshmallows, however, not on that list. Fans glad to know that with Billy Martin coming into town not too long from now. We had to face him last night, and or yesterday, I guess it was, 5-2 final score. The Twins losing to the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Oakland A's have got it together this year. They get out there and unlimber their arms, and, of course, the owner unlimbers his paychecks and pay books, and Billy Martin unlimbers his tongue.
Yeah.
So it works out pretty good. He's known as the Don Rickles in pinstripes, by the way, in case you're wondering.
He's not shy.
No, not shy at all. So we'll be looking forward to seeing him here in the Dome. By the way, the FM 103 softball team takes to the field today in practice for their first game.
Pretty exciting. You got any predictions on how they're going to fare this year again?
Well, I understand that they will have some more support in the stands. You're going to be out there cheering them on.
Yes, that's what I'd like to do best.
Well, of course, I've got some suggestions for the fans of the league that we'll be playing in.
Mm-hmm.
They get a little on the rough side, a little rowdy.
You have some suggestions, however.
Well, yes, I'll be running just a small training session to teach everyone how to steal signs, bases, and bullpens. And you'll learn how to slide into security guards. And, of course, you'll learn how to pick off a runner at first base from the general admission seats. That will put you in good stead for most of the ballparks around the nation right now. That's it from the world of sports.
That's plenty. He's Howard Hotsell, special guest with all the sports you ever wanted on the Rude Awakening.
Hi, Luke. What you doing?
Hi, Joe. Finishing up my kite. I made it myself. You really like it?
Gee, I think so. I never saw one made out of shopping bags before. You really think it'll fly?
Sure. Let's go out in the backyard and try it.
I don't know. There's a power line back there. Mom said it isn't safe to fly kites near power lines.
Okay, let's go to the park.
NSP reminds you that now that kite flying season is here, make sure your kids know a few simple rules of safety, like never flying their kites near overhead power lines, and always using real kite string, never wire. And most important, if a kite does get hung up on a power line, to never go near it. Take a few minutes to explain kite safety to your children. You might help avoid a serious accident. And remember, kite flying can be a lot of fun for your kids, as long as they play it safe.
You know what, Joe? What's that, Luke? I don't think shopping bags make a very good kite.
How does Oldsmobile rate? Number one in the minds of Olds owners nationwide. And your Twin City Olds dealers are rating interest money low to help you into an Oldsmobile now. Right now, Oldsmobile is offering new car financing on any in the full line of brand new Oldsmobiles. An incredible 12.8% annual percentage rate that could save you up to $1,100. The Twin City Olds dealers are putting the legend of Oldsmobile within your reach with interest rates that can't be matched by the imports and value that can't be matched anywhere. Get the best interest rate on top-rated Oldsmobile at your five Twin City Olds dealers. Royal Olds St. Paul, Klein Olds Roseville, Bob Ryan Olds Brooklyn Center, Jim Lupien Olds Golden Valley, or Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds Richfield. We've got your best interest in mind. Oldsmobile, the time is now.
We just disagreed 20 minutes before 9. This is Dave Mason on FM 103.